Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We welcome you to high school varsity baseball. We are at Gordon Lemming Field, Lafayette Central Catholic High School. Tonight, the North Montgomery Charging Chargers right here with the Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. We thank you for listening to PutMeInSports.com. Tell you what, before the ball game, they got to mention the younger youth variety right here coming up the ranks. Central Catholic Baseball got to meet every squire, pretty much every squire. We'll hope they were all here. But they're dressed up in their nice attire. They got the dark tops, got the white pants, the dark blue stirrups. They got to walk on the field. They were introduced by Mr. Dan Gamehart. Well, listen, tonight's ball game is being brought to you by several. We thank you for tuning in. Those in the ball game making it possible tonight. This IHSAA varsity baseball game is being made possible in part by Gaines Auto Parts. That's CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21. Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales. That's in Frankfurt. Reynolds Farm Equipment, along with Titus Bakery and Jelly. Same building. Larson and Sons Target Sports. It's on Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana. We'll learn a little bit about each school. Let's talk about the North Montgomery Charging Chargers. They have a school enrollment of 570. They're Class 3A, Sectional 25. There are six in their sectional. Their sectional will happen at Crawfordsville High School. In their sectional is Crawfordsville, Frankfort, Lebanon, North Montgomery, Northview, South Vermilion. The principal at North Montgomery High School is Mr. Michael Cox. The athletic director is Mr. Matt Marika. And then we'll mention North Montgomery High School is located at 5945 U.S. Highway 231 North at Crawfordsville, Indiana. That's just north of the city. They're at 47933. You can reach them by telephone, 765-362-5140. On the web, you can find them at nmhs.nm.k12.in.us. They wear the colors navy, blue, and orange. They're in the Sagamore Conference. There are eight teams in the Sagamore. We'll get to those in a moment. We're going to stand for opening prayer and national anthem. We'll set this down.
God, our Heavenly Father, help these athletes to see the things that matter in this changing world and to keep their eyes always fixed on you. Help them to be good students, strong athletes, and to be just and fair in all their endeavors.
That's our national anthem. Getting ready for some baseball here on the diamond. Should be a good ball game today. North Montgomery at 15-8. Central Catholic at 16-6. And then we'll mention a little bit more about the Sagamore Conference. Eight in that conference, North Montgomery. They are Crawfordsville, Danville, Frankfort, Lebanon, North Montgomery, Atmont, Fry West, and Western Boone. Admission, North Montgomery Charging Chargers enter this ballgame 15 wins, 8 losses. They're third in the Sagamore with a 9-4 record. We'll mention the head coach is Matt Voorhees. We'll mention their next game on the agenda will be Friday. That's tomorrow, the 20th of May, 6 p.m. start. Southmont will be at North Montgomery. We'll talk a little bit about Lafayette Central Catholic. Lafayette Central Catholic Knights, school enrollment 293. They're in sectional 53. That's in class 1A. There are 6 in their sectional. Their sectional will happen at Lafayette Central Catholic High School. In their sectional is Attica, Covington, Faith Christian, North Vermilion, Riverton Park, Central Catholic. The principal at Lafayette Central Catholic is Melissa Robertson. The AD is Tim Bourdonnais. We'll mention Central Catholic High School located at 2410 South 9th Street, Lafayette, Indiana, 47909. You can reach them by phone at 765-474-2496. On the web, it's lccathletics.com. On Twitter, at @LCC_athletics. They wear the colors navy and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. There are 10 teams in the Hoosier Conference. We'll mention Central Catholic. Captured the win of the Central Catholic of the conference. They went against Western in the crossover game. Central Catholic currently 16-6 on the season. Head coach Tim Bourdonnais, an 87 graduate from Central Catholic. The next game on their agenda will also be tomorrow night, 6 p.m. That's May 20th. Central Catholic Knights will travel across town, do battle with the Harrison Raiders. So this game's getting ready to start up. They threw the ball down and bring the ball to the pitcher's mound. On the pitcher's mound today for Central Catholic is Bryn Robbins. Bryn Robbins doing the catching is Ryan Schumer, number 7. First base, Justin Brady, 32. Second base is number 12, Owen Munn. Shortstop, Evan Deanhart, number 24. Third base, Billy Owens, wears 15. In left field, 34, Keaton Brooks. In center field, 14, Tyler Fox. Number 20, Caden Minnick in right field. First pitch, left-handed batter, high for ball 1. Jared Kirsch in the batter's box. Jared Kirsch going to be the DH in the ballgame. His defensive player going to be number 3 right fielder, Ethan Gaylor. Second pitch going to be a shot to the left field. You're going to go the other way, but they're going to drop it in. It's going to be picked up in left field by Keaton Brooks. Going to be an opening hit, double off the bat of Jared Kirsch. The batter going to step in. It's going to be number 21, Kade Cole. Take hold, going to step in. Plays first base, wears 21, right-handed batter. Working right there on the diamond. Peering in, looking at signals, Bryn Robbins. From the set position, he'll check second base. Pitch comes in low for ball 1. 1 ball, no strikes. Top of the first inning, just getting underway, not quite 6 o'clock. Had the Squires here before the game. Now it's set. Here comes the pitch. Pitch comes in. Strike called. Second base runner got there by a double. That's Jared Kirsch. Doing the pitching. Bryn Robbins peering in looking at signals. Looks at second base. Now the set. Breaking pitch. Finishes a bit high. Count goes 2-1. 2 balls, 1 strike. Cade Cole, second out of the lineup. Bit of a wide stance there at the right-handed batter's box. Just comes in a bit low. Count goes 3-1. 3 balls, 1 strike. Bryn Robbins going to rub that baseball on the right leg there. Working from a stretch. Now the set, sets second base. Pitch comes in. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Count goes 3-2. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 foot in the box, 1 foot out, checks for signals. Steps back in, peering in, looking at signals. Bryn Robbins checks second out of the set. Ground ball in the infield. It's going to be hit to second base. Owen Munn fields it, throws to first base, Justin Brady. They get the put out. Moving to third base is Jared Kirsch. One out, top of the first inning. Next batter in the lineup is going to be Brooks Walters. Brooks Walters playing second base. Where's number 13? Another right-handed batter. Look at signals. If you give him, he'll step in. At third base, Kirsch. Peering in, looking at signals, is Brent Robbins. Working from the second base. Breaking pitch, then he's tied, ball one. One ball, no strikes. No signals given. Peering in, working from the stretch, now the set. Breaking pitch, right across the dish. Strike called. Count goes one and one. One ball, one strike. One out, top of the first inning. Working from the stretch, now the set. Pitch comes in a bit low, breaking pitch. Just missed the bottom of the zone. 2-1 count. You'll step back in. Brooks, where's the team? Batting right-handed. You're going to take a drive to left field. It's going to be right at. Going to short hop off the glove. Difficult catch to make. Going to be a base hit. An RBI single off the bat at 13, Brooks Walters. Fielded there in left field by Keaton Brooks. Next batter in the lineup going to be the four hitter. Where's number 12? He takes third base. That's Austin Sulk. S-U-L-C. Austin Sulk, right into batter, steps in. Working from the stretch, Brennan Robbins. Peering in, looking at signals, checks first base out of the stretch. Now the set. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Looking all the way, no balls, one strike. Right-handed batter, four-hitter, Austin Sulk. Stretch, now the set from Bren Robbins. Pitch comes in there, knee-high, called strike. Balls, two strikes. 0-2 count. 12, Austin Sulk. Modestly there, maybe a bit more at first base. Brooks Walters working the stat. Breaking pitch, just missed low and away. Count goes one and two. One ball, two strikes. Bren Robbins working from the stretch, looking at signals. Looks at first base out of the stretch, now the set. Pitch comes in, just missed. That's a missed away, breaking pitch. Count goes two and two. Two balls, two strikes. Peering in, looking at signals. Justin Brady holding on. Brooke Walters will take off for second base. Ball was the call. They'll put the tag on him. They'll get him out, sliding into second base. Throw comes in to Owen Munn. Brooke Walters going to jog off the diamond. Two balls, two strikes, two out. One run in. Stepping back into home plate right there, right-handed batter's box. Austin Sulk, working from the set. Nobody on base. Pitch comes in. That was a 3-2 pitch. He'll walk, ball four. It jogged down, landed first base. That's the four-hitter, Austin Sulk. Next batter goes in. 17, Jacob Kirsch. Jacob Kirsch going to step in. He's playing the shortstop position today. He'll work right there. And right in the batter's box. Robbins' big move, first base. Pretty good move. Not his best move, but getting back safely just barely was Austin Sulk, head first. Working from the stretch, Bren Robbins. Peering in, looking at signals. Now the set. Pitch comes in. Strike called, fastball. No balls, one strike. A step back in the rubber, peer in, look at signals. Right-handed batter, Jacob Kirsch. Here comes the pitch. Snap throw to first base. Back safely. Had to work to get back. That was Austin Sulk. Safe at first base. Head first. Ryan Schumer, pretty good snap throw from the catcher's position. Steps back in, right-handed batter. Jacob Kirsch. He'll try to check his swing. They're going to ask. They're going to say no from the B position umpire. Count goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Looking at signals. Third base coach Matt Voorhees, the coach for the Chargers. Here comes the pitch. Just outside of ball. Count goes 3-1. 3 balls, 1 strike. Runner at first base is Austin Salk. He drew a base on balls. 1 run in. Top of the first inning. 3 balls, 1 strike out of the set. Brennan Robbins. Taking off the second base. Ball 4. They'll jog in or stand up. Jog down to first base. Runners at first and second. Jacob Kirsch at first base. Austin Salk at second base. Timeout on the diamond. Ryan Schumer going to jog out. Have conversation with Bryn Robbins. We mentioned Bryn Robbins working on the diamond. He's 6-1 on the season. He's walked 9. He struck out 51. 9 appearances. This is number 10. This is his 9th start. He's got 40 innings under his belt. He's faced 163 batters entering today's ball game. Left-handed batter stepping in. At number 20, Ross Dyson. From the set, Robbins. High for a ball. Down goes 1-0. 1 ball, no strikes. Runners at first and second base for the Chargers. Working from the stretch. Now the set checks second base. Pitch comes in. Strike called. Count goes 1 ball, 1 strike. 1-1. Step back in. Left-handed batter Ross Dyson. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Pickoff move. He'll fake it to second base. DeHart was going to take the throw. Safe at second. Right there is Austin Salk. Peering in looking at signals. Brennan Robbins. Out of the set. Check second base. Pitch comes in a bit high away. Ball 2. 2 balls, 1 strike. A step back in, tap the plate. Left-handed batter, right-handed pitch for Brennan Robbins out of the set. Pitch comes in just high. Trying to find that release point is Brennan Robbins. He'll lick the fingers, he'll wipe off, he'll step in the rubber now. He'll peer in, look at signals. Working from the set, check second base. Pitch comes in high, ball 4. Timeout on the diamond. Coach Bournet going to walk out, have conversation with his infield. And we'll mention, you are listening to an education-based high school boys varsity baseball game. This internet radio athletic contest is made possible by audiosportsonline.net. That's Robbie Kendall. ASO, providing internet radio access for PutMeInSports.com since 2008. If you'd like to broadcast, if you'd like to cover team that you're interested in, you can call Robbie, you can dial him up, or you can reach him at audiosportsonline.net. Basketball, baseball, football, soccer, volleyball, tennis, girls softball, All the sports you can cover. Call Robbie Kendall, audiosportsonline.net. Stepping back in. First time. Turn in, looking at signals, runners on each base. Ross Dyson at the plate. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. No balls, 1 strike. 2 out. After the working from the stretch. Now the set, you'll check third base. Pitch comes in low for a ball. 1 ball, 1 strike. Brennan Robbins, the pitcher's mound, peering in, looking at signals. Set position to check third base. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss out in front of it. Here was Ross Dyson. Ross Dyson wears number 20. He plays center field. Peering in, looking at signals. Working out of the stretch, now the set position. Pitch comes in, drop third strike, going to get through the legs of Ryan Schumer. He'll track it down near the wall and reach first base safely. First base right there. He's number 15, Dylan Braun. Dylan Braun going to give way to a courtesy runner. Dylan Braun is going to give way right there. It's going to be number two, Roman Utterback. Utterback for work at first base. Two runs in. Next batter for North Montgomery in the lineup. Going to be number 26. 26, he does the pitching. That's Max Verduin. Out of the left-handed batter's box. Pitch comes in high and away. One ball, no strikes. Ben Robbins steps back in. Working from the stretch, now the set. Breaking pitch, back door in there for a strike. Bryn Robbins back in the rubber, tapping the plate a few times. That's Max Verduin. He's going to pop one left heel. It's going to go skyward. It's going to have some air underneath it. It's going to float. It's going to be a foul ball. Foul ball, home plate umpire, puts his arms up. Just foul. Couldn't quite get to it. That was Keaton Brooks. Red dog back to home plate. 26, Max Verduin. Max Verduin, one ball, two strikes. 1-2 count. Bryn Robbins back in the rubber. Peering in, looking at signals. Ball's in play. Peering in, looking at signals. Bryn Robbins checks third base out of the set. Breaking pitch, outside of ball. Count goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Peering in, Bryn Robbins out of the set, checks the base. Pitch comes in, swing and a miss. Go down on strikes. Let's throw it around the horn. Start at first base. Two hits in the half inning. Two runs and three left on base. We'll go to the bottom of the first inning, and we'll mention. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Larson and Sons Target Sports, 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. You can reach them by phone, 317-758-5886. Their number is 317-758-5886. New and used certified gun sales. Buy, sell, trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome at Target Sports. Visit them on Facebook. That's Larson and Sons Target Sports. That's Larson, A-N-G, Sons Target Sports. You can ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting. That's Target Sports in Sheridan. We're mentioning on the pitcher's mound for North Montgomery, Max Verduin. Max Verduin wears number 12. His catching is Dylan Braun, wears 15. Cade Cole at first base, number 21. At second base, Brooks Walters, number 13. At shortstop, Jacob Kirsch, number 17. At third base is Austin Salk, number 12. In left field is Gage Galloway, number 9. Center field, Ross Dyson, number 20. And at right field, it's Ethan Gaylor, number 3. So he gets some warm-ups right here on the diamond. He's a lefty. Left-handed pitcher, Max Verduin. Max Verduin wearing number 26. We'll mention he's making his sixth appearance. He's two wins, two losses. He's faced 64 batters along the way. He's going to pitch here in the bottom of the first inning. He's a starting pitcher. He batted in the eighth position. Left-handed pitcher. We'll talk about the sectionals here in a bit. Well, Mike mentioned a little bit about the sectionals right now. Class 1A, 53 at Lafayette Kitchell Catholic, 16. Game 1 will happen on Thursday, May the 26th at 5:30. Attica will be here with LCC. Game 2 on Thursday, same day, on May 26th, 7:30 start. That'll be North Vermilion and Riverton Park. We'll catch up that in a moment. Getting ready to bat for the night. First batter in the lineup is going to be number 12, Owen Munn. Owen Munn, right-handed batter. Knights are wearing the white tops, sleeveless. They choose to wear dark navy underneath the white pants. Here comes the first pitch from Verduin. Ground ball, third baseline will be fair. Just by third base, picked up in left field. by Gage Galloway. First pitch, base hit off the bat of 0-1. Next bat in the lineup, going to step in for the Knights. He plays shortstop. He's number 24. That's Evan Genhart. Evan Genhart, right-handed batter, looking at signals. Some given, maybe. He'll step in, right-handed batter. He'll step back in the rubber, pitching from the stretch. Started out from the stretch also. He'll step position, check first base. First pitch to Genhart. Low for a ball, going to get by the catcher's glove. He'll track it down by halfway back in the grass. Owen Munn moves to second base. Out of the batter's box, checking signals right there. Evan Genhart. Two signals given, stepping back in the rubber, peering in, looking at signals. Is Max Verduin working out a stretch? Now the set, he'll check second base. Pitch comes in, going to bunt it. Going to go to the third base side, and the pitcher has to field it. By that time, it's going to be an infield bunt base hit for Evan Genhart. Next batter in the lineup, going to step in. Number 20, he's playing right field. That's Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick pitched last night. He went the distance. Came up with a win. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Checks first base. Here's the pitch. Pitch comes in. Fastball for a strike. Taken for a strike. 1 foot in the box. 1 foot out. Signals given. Third base coach, Coach Bourdonnais. He and Clapp working from the set position. Checks first base. Max Verduin. Fouled back. Out of play. Straight back. Pretty cool swing right there. Caden Minnick. Count goes 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes. He'll look for signals. Third base coach. Modified him at first base. Evan Genhart working from the stretch. Now the set. Pitch comes in. Ground ball foul. Right at first base on the ground. Count remains. No balls, 2 strikes. Timeout on the diamond. Going to clean off home plate. These umpires on the diamond, they're wearing the dark ash pants. They're wearing the navy blue shirts. That is synonymous for high school baseball. Out of the set. Taking off the second base. Pitch comes in, backdoor strike, going to strike him out. Going to steal second base will Evan Genhart. Working over to third base is Owen Munn. Owen Munn working at third base. Next batter going to step in. Number 7, Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer doing the catching in tonight's ball game. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. Pitch comes in, strike called. Step back in. It's at the plate. Left-handed batter Ryan Schumer. Working out of the stretch, now the set. He'll check second base. Here comes the pitch. High for a ball. Count goes 1-1. The step back in, and the rubber is Max Verduin out of the stretch. Now the set. It checks second base. Here's the pitch. Foul back, hit screen. Strike 2. 1-2. Ryan Schumer, going to get a practice swing out of the box. He'll step back in. Runners at second and third base. Genhart at second. Munn at third. Here comes the pitch. High for a ball. Snap throw to third base. Back safely. Head first is Owen Munn. Putting the tag on him was Austin Salk. He steps back in. Ryan Schumer working from the stretch. Now the set. Here comes the pitch. High for a ball. Count goes 3-2. 3-2. He'll step back in. Working from the stretch. Now the set position. Max Verduin. Here comes the 3-2. Be a drive. Going to go to low elevation over first base into right field. Going to be picked up in right field by Ethan Gaylor. 1 run comes in to score. Owen Munn. The 2-1 ball game. So Ryan Schumer with a base hit, RBI. doing the catch. This kid's going to get a runner for him. Courtesy runner for Ryan Schumer. Going to be number four, Ryan Elsner. So Ryan Schumer sets down Ryan Elsner at first base. Ryan Schumer will put his gear on. Working from the stretch. Verduin. Max Verduin. Going to step off the back. Umpire getting ready. Definitely respecting the umpires. Stepping into bat. TJ Bell. We're 16. He's the DH in today's ball game. Out of a set. Here comes the pitch. Low for a ball. Good backhand short hop stop. Right there by the catcher, Dylan Braun. Just step off the back of the rubber and rub that left leg. Maybe get some dirt off of that pant leg. That's Max Verduin. Working out a stretch, now the set. Pitch comes in, swing a miss. TJ Bell, right-handed batter's box. I believe it's one ball, one strike. Peering in, looking at the signal, now out of stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch. High for a ball. Count goes 2-1. 2 balls, 1 strike. TJ Bell looking at signals. Third base coach, Bordenang, steps back in. Righty facing the left, lefty, Max Verduin. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Just over the top of it. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Peering in, looking at signals. Max Verduin. To reset that left foot. To work from the stretch. Now the set. Hit check first base. Taking off for second base. Going to foul one. Could be playable. It's going to be hard to get to. It's going to be a catch made as Verduin and Braun collide, making the catch. Jogging in from third base is Evan Dienhart. Dienhart crosses the plate. They're going to tag third base. Just a chance to say he didn't tag, and his home plate umpire says, yes, he did. A 2-2 ball game. 2 outs. Going to have a conversation. Coach comes out of that dugout, Matt Barish. He didn't come out very far. Said a few words, and he went back. It's all good. Stepping into bat, it's going to be Justin Brady. 32, Justin Brady, the left-handed batter. Left-handed pitcher, Max Verduin. Runner at first base is Ryan Elsner. Pitch comes in low for a ball. Peering in once again, looking at signals. Max Verduin back in the left-handed batter's box. Justin Brady. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. Low for ball two. Ball's going to get short hop. Going to go back to the screen. Not sure if it's a wild pitch or pass ball. Not for me to tell. 2 balls, no strikes. 2 outs. Bottom of the first inning. Stepping back in, left-handed batter, Justin Brady. Working from the stretch, now the set. Runner at second base is Ryan Elsner. Pitch comes in, breaking pitch in there for a strike. Working it towards the elbow, broke right in. Near and away, takes it for a strike. Count goes 2-1. Out of a set, checks second base. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Justin Brady, 2 balls, 2 strikes. So step back in. Peering in, looking at signals. Max Verduin now out of the set. Let's check second base. Low pitch, good block. Good block right there by the catcher, Dylan Braun. Count goes 3-2. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Justin Brady back in the box, working from the stretch. Now the set. Max Verduin becomes a 3-2. Low for ball four. Short hop, good block. Kept in front of him. Beard left. Catcher Dylan Braun. Jogging over from second to third base is Ryan Elsner. Drawing a walk, he's at first base. Justin Brady, next batter in the lineup for the ninth. Going to step in. That's number 14, Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox in the ballgame. He's playing center field. Turn over looking at signals. He'll step in. Turn in looking at signals. It's Max Verduin. Looking out the stretch. Now the set. The check first base. Pitch comes in. Fastball called strike. Timeout on the diamond. Coach Borden is going to have conversation with Tyler Fox. 30 feet from home plate. Conversation. As that happens, shortstop comes in to talk to pitcher. That's Jacob Kirsch talking to Max Verduin. Up here at the pitcher's mound. Going to shield the mouth with the glove. He'll jog back now to shortstop position. Left-handed pitcher, Max Verduin. Working from the stretch. Now the set. He'll check first base. Pitch comes in. Strike two. Tyler Fox let a couple go by. Count goes 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Two outs. Bottom of the first. Here comes the pitch. Outside a ball. Fastball just outside. Justin Brady trying to get a run down. Didn't happen between first and second. He goes ahead and takes second base. 2-2 ball game. Tyler Fox, Max Verduin. Ground ball foul, left side. Might have got him in the box. Got him off the foot. He's going to grimace a little bit. He'll walk it off. He'll drop the bat. He's going to walk it off a little bit more. That's Tyler Fox. Going to give him time. There's no time limit. He's ready to bat. He's going to pick up the bat. Home plate umpire making sure he's okay. He says yes. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Stepping back in, Tyler Fox working from the stretch. Now the set, Max Verduin. Here comes the 1-2. Backdoor curveball in there for a strike. He'll set down. He'll jog back to the dugout. Three outs. Both teams, Chargers and the Knights, come up with two in the first inning. We'll finish the Class 1A Sectional 53. Sectional. We'll mention, or we have mentioned, Attica and the LCC going to play at 5:30 on May 26th. That's Thursday. That's game one. And then on game two, it'll be 5:26, May 26th, 7:30 p.m. That's going to be North Vermilion and Riverton Park. So they're working right there, thinking about that. And then we'll also mention game five. Game five will feature, I'll mention, there is no game three, no game four. That's the bye. We'll mention Covington and Faith Christian move to the winner's bracket on that. But first we'll say in game five, the winner of game one, that's Attica, LCC, they'll play the winner of game two, that's North Vermilion, Riverton Park. That game will happen on Monday, Memorial Day. That'll be May 30th. That'll be 11 a.m. first pitch. And then later that day, later after that ball game, a 1 o'clock start, 1 p.m., May 30th, game 6 will feature Covington and Faith Christian. The championship game will be on Monday. That'll be on the same day as the semifinal games. That'll be May 30th, 7:30 p.m., Memorial Day evening. That'll be the championship game for Sectional 1A Class, should say Sectional 53 Class 1A. We'll talk about Crawfordsville Sectional after this half the inning. That'd be Class 3A Sectional 25. Getting ready to step in are the Chargers. North Montgomery. Ball's back in the glove of Bryn Robbins. He's going to step in at bat. He's going to be the left fielder. Left fielder going to step in. That's Gage Galloway. Gage Galloway wears number 9. He's looking at signals. Right-handed batter. The step in, tap the plate. Right-handed batter, pretty poised stance, working from the windup. Bryn Robbins, here's the pitch. Breaking pitch, finish just high. Count goes one ball, no strikes. 1-0 count, Galloway. That's Gage Galloway, the left fielder. Here comes the pitch. Low for a ball. Bryn Robbins pitches from the windup. Working on the diamond. Two balls, no strikes. Here comes the wind. Pitch comes in, strike called. Taken all the way, two balls, one strike. He'll step back in. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher, Brandon Robbins. Here comes a 2-1. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Two balls, two strikes. Brandon Robbins, Gage Galloway. Pure hand looking at signals. Here comes a wind. Pitch comes in a bit high, ball three. Three balls, two strikes. Set back on the rubber. Peer in, look at signals. Gage Galloway, Brandon Robbins. Ground ball in the infield. When he hits the shortstop, Evan Genhart. The throw across the diamond gets a put out with Justin Brady. One out here in the top of the second inning. Next batter going to step in. He's going to be the leadoff batter from the ball game. He started the game off. This is Jared Kirsch. Jared Kirsch came up with a double his first at bat. Jared Kirsch on the season. He's batting 338. He's played in all 23 ball games. He's stepping in right now. Left-handed batter. Peering in, looking at signals. Brent Robbins. Here comes the wind. Breaking pitch. Finishes high and away. Ball one. Jared Kirsch on base percentage, 467. That's a 94 at-bat, 68 official at-bats. He's got 13 RBI. He's going to take one to the outfield, calling it in left field, making the catch. Here's Keaton Brooks. He'll jog off the diamond. He's one for two in the ballgame. Next batter going to step in, Cade Cole. Cade Cole wears number 21, plays first base. Cade Cole going to step in batting 320 on the season, 469 on base percentage. He'll step in again, right-handed batter. That wide stance, peering in looking at signals. Brent Robbins, here's the pitch. Breaking pitch, finished high. Cross the plate high, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Two batter in the lineup, 21, Cade Cole. Cade Cole. Going to hit one to the outfield. Going to be a base hit center field. Going to be backhanded, picked up there in center field by Tyler Fox. They'll reach first base with a base hit. Next batter going to step in. Could be number 13, Brooks Walters. Brooks Walters drew a walk his first time at the plate. He'll step in, right-handed batter. Runner at first base is 21, Cade Cole. One out. Top of the second inning, 2-2 ball game. Working from the stretch, now the set. Pitch comes in, foul tip, back to the screen. Count goes 0-1. No balls, one strike. Peering over, looking at signals. He's going to step back in, right-handed batter's box. Cade Cole. Peering in, signal, now the set. Pitch comes in, strike called. Count goes 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Cade Cole on the season. He's got 7 RBI. He scored 11 runs. He's got a double on the season. Here comes the 0-2 pitch from Robbins. The pickoff move. Pickoff move going to get by the first base club of Justin Brady. Going to take second base. Going to round it. Just staying on it right there and around it. Thought about going to third base. Then we'll resort back to first base. Second base. As Justin Brady tracks down the baseball up against the foul fence. So going to step back to the pitcher's mound, back in the rubber. Brent Robbins from peer in catcher's position. He'll step in now. Runner at second base for the Chargers. Cade Cole batting. Here comes the 0-2. Breaking pitch. Locks him up. Throws him up and strike him out. Take that back. Two outs on the diamond. That makes number three. So let's leave him stranded at second base. And then we'll go to the bottom of the second inning. No runs, one hit. And then we'll go to the bottom of the second inning. Tie ball game. 2-2. First, we'll mention Class 3A, Sectional 25. Going to happen at Crawfordsville High School. Six teams in that sectional. We'll mention Game 1, 5 p.m. It's going to happen on Wednesday, the 25th. It's going to be North Montgomery and Lebanon. Lebanon, the bottom bracket, is going to be the home team. We'll mention game two will be 7:30 that same evening, May 25th. That's a Wednesday, South Vermilion going to take on Frankfurt. Frankfurt, a good ball team, we'll mention. Game 3, Game 4, not going to happen. They'll go over to the winner's bracket. We'll talk about them in a moment. On Thursday the 26th, the very next day at 5 p.m., it'll be the Game 1 winner. That'll either be North Montgomery or Lebanon. They'll play against the Game 2 winner, that's South Vermilion, or Frankfurt. Those two teams will play, and they'll play in the semifinal. That'll be at 5 p.m. on the 26th of Thursday. Later that evening, it's going to be a 7:30 start time. It's going to be Crawfordsville and Northview, both teams drawing the bye. They'll play on the 26th of Thursday, and they'll play at 7:30 p.m. So they'll work from that perspective, and that's how it ends up for these two teams next week in sectional activity. So stepping into bat, it's going to be number 34, Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks playing left field. He's got a couple of hits versus Lewis Cass. He got a double and a single. Stepping in, batting left-handed. Working from a stretch, lefty, Max Verbeulen. Going to be a drive, line drive rope to center field. He was playing in, playing at a good spot to make that catch. Pretty good shot otherwise, but he'll go down with a line drive to center field, making the catch in center field, Ross Dyson. Stepping into bat, Bryn Robbins. Where's number 33? Does the pitching. He'll take a line drive, third base, backhand, the throw across the diamond. That was an ESPN backhand right there by Austin Sulk. And the other time, that'd be a base hit down the left field line. Next batter going to step in. We're going to see Owen Munn once again. Owen Munn reached base. Where's number 12? Playing second base, Owen Munn. Batting .356 on the season, .434 on base percentage. So step in, right-handed batter just at the plate. Bats in the one hole, one spot, I should say, for the Knights. Here comes the first pitch. First pitch, a take for a strike. Last time he took that first pitch, base hit. In the bottom of the first, peering in looking at signals, Max Verdun. Now the set position. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch, stayed outside the ball. One ball, one strike. It'll work right there on the diamond. Max Verdun and Owen Munn. Peering in looking at signals. Here comes the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Nice cut. Right there, healthy cut from Owen Munn. Owen Munn. He does have a home run on the season. He got 5 doubles. He's got 20 base hits. He's got 16 RBI. Here comes the pitch. He's going to pop one skyward. It's going to float. Is it going to be catchable? It's in fair. It's in play. And it's a nice catch as the ball came back towards the diamond. Nice catch by number 21, the first baseman, Kay Cole. So no hits, no runs. At the end of two, it's a 2-2 ball game. Will Mitchell will go to the top of the third inning. We'll mention, looking for that newer truck or sport utility vehicle? Visit us at Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales in Frankfurt, Indiana, or online at fccsales.com, or call 765-654-7777. We offer bank finance or easy low payment plans. Visit us at fccsales.com today. Since 1999, for 23 years, your go-to dealer, Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales. Open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 7, Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturday, 9 to 4. They're located at 1601 McKinley Avenue, Frankfort, Indiana, 46041. That's Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales. So they're working the ball around the diamond, talking it over right now. Getting warm-up tosses, Bryn Robbins. Getting ready for the top of the third inning. So they're throwing the ball around the diamond, playing some good country music right here. So what, you've heard this guy in a band? You've heard this guy solo? You've heard him sing solo the national anthem at the Indianapolis 500. That wasn't too long ago. So with that national at Indianapolis 500, they're going to get started tomorrow with practice. They're getting ready to run through the pole this weekend. So back behind the rubber is Ben Robbins. Next batter in the lineup. The step in the bat's going to be number 12, Austin Sulk. Austin Sulk, third baseman. That's in the fourth position. Sulk steps in batting 323 from the batter's box. 403 on base percentage. He'll take a first pitch strike called. No balls, one strike. He did jog to first base in the first inning. Steps back in. Here's the pitch. Going to pop one up. Miss Skyward, is it going to be playable? Schumer's going to give a look at it. Justin Brady will catch it out in front of the Knights dugout. Knights occupying the first base dugout. The Chargers occupying the third base dugout. Next batter going to step in. Going to be number 17, Jacob Kirsch. Jacob Kirsch, shortstop. Bats in the fifth position. Jacob Kirsch. Where's number 17? Here comes the wind. Going to foul one back out of play. 0-1 count. Jacob Kirsch, where's 17? He enters the ball game. He's played in every game. He's batting 308, 489 on base percentage. He steps in today batting 93 at-bats, 65 official at-bats. Here comes the 0-1. He's going to foul one out of play. Then a call for it over by the concession stand. Count goes no balls, two strikes. So he'll peer over, look at signals. Very few given, if any, he'll step back in. Right-handed batter, Jacob Kirsch. Here comes the wind. He's going to take a line drive on the ground. Infield, shortstop picked up by Dienhart. Dienhart puts a little more mustard on it. Goes across the diamond to get the put out with Justin Brady. Two outs here in the top of the third inning. Next batter going to step in. It's going to be number 20, Ross Dyson. He plays center field. Dyson on the season, he's batting 239. He's got a 368 on base percentage. He's a lefty. He's got 14 runs scored. He's got 15 RBI. He'll step in, left-handed batter. Peering in, looking at singles out of windup. He's going to take a drive to right field. It's going to be close to a foul ball, and it will be. Giving it a good chase right there, Caden Minnick. Just a foul ball, one strike. Count goes 0-1. The set back in, that's Ross Dyson. Left-handed batter. Peering in looking at singles, Bren Robbins. Here's the wind. Backdoor curveball in there for a strike. Schumer's going to throw one, going to get away from Bren Robbins. Count goes 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Left-handed batter. That's number 20. A step back in, Ross Dyson. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes a wind. Backdoor curveball stayed outside. Ball two. Two balls, two strikes. He's entered the ballgame with 87 plate appearances, 71 official at-bats. Take a ground ball on the ground right there, short to the second base. Owen Munn, he'll flip it across the diamond. He'll get the put out with Justin Brady. So three up, three down in the top of the third inning. Chargers get no runs on no hits. Knights go to bat here in the bottom of the third inning. And again, we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Century 21 Real Estate. Lisa Stokes Bear, enthusiasm, experience, and knowledgeable. Lisa Stokes Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker. Lisa listens. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 Sheets, serving Hamilton, Tipton, and Madison counties since 1997, specializing in residential and corporate relocations. You can contact Lisa by phone or by text message at 317-513-4086. Again, 317-513-4086. Lisa Stokes Bear, a passion to prove her professionalism. Let Lisa surpass your expectations. So they're throwing the ball around the diamond. charges, get some warm-up tosses right there. It's Max Verduin, starting pitcher for the North Montgomery Chargers. Going to throw one down from the right hand of Dylan Braun. He's taking a shortstop, Jacob Kirsch. He'll flip it to second baseman, Brooks Walters. They'll throw it around the diamond. They put it back in the glove of Max Verduin. Next batter in the lineup for the night, number 24 shortstop, Evan Jeanhart. Evan Jeanhart on the season, played appearances 77, official at-bat 60. He's batting .417, .533 on-base percentage. He'll step in right-handed batter facing the lefty, Max Verduin. Out of the stretch, now the set. Pitch comes in high and away, ball one. One ball, no strikes, Evan Jeanhart. Evan Jeanhart scored 12 runs. He's got 10 RBI. He's got 24 base hits. He's got a double. Here comes the pitch. Outside edge. Called strike. Count goes one and one. Got some clouds rolling in. Got some wind picking up a little bit. Still a beautiful day on the diamond. Here comes the pitch from Verduin. Outside edge. Called strike. Evan Jeanhart steps back in. One ball, two strikes. Working from the stretch, now the set. Max Verduin. Here comes the pitch. Gonna foul it back to the screen. They're staying in the box with a 1-2 count. One ball, two strikes. Right-handed batter's box. Evan Jeanhart from the set position. Here comes a 1-2. Big ground ball in the infield. Going to get over the glove of the third baseman. Not going to make a throw from shortstop. Deep in the hole right there for the speedy runner right there for Evan Jeanhart. Save it first. So one aboard for the Knights. Next batter going to step in. Going to be number 20. Ross Dyson. Check that. Number 20, Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick going to step in. He's playing right field. Official at bats. He's got 53. He's got played appearances 63 times. Batting .321 on the season. First pitch, inside a ball. One ball, no strikes. Stepping back into rubber, peering in, looking at signals. Max Verduin. Runner at first base for the Knights. Evan Jeanhart, nobody out. Pitch comes in near the same area. Evidently, ball is called a strike. One ball, one strike. Peering in, looking at signals, Max Verduin. Caden Minnick, left-handed batter. Runner at first base, out of the set, here comes the pitch. Ground ball foul. Coach Johnson has to get away from it. Over the top of his head. Right there, that's right, at the right time, and the bullpen protector has a job to do, and he made a good catch. That's Isaac Bushy, working from the stretch, now the set. Taking off for second base, Jeanhart. Going to misplay the baseball at home plate. Dylan Braun, he'll be safe at second. Count goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Caden Minnick steps back in. Evan Jeanhart at second base. Working from the stretch. Now the set, he'll check second base. Here comes the pitch. Going to be a foul ball. Foul ball, tight pitch. Right near the head area, right there, of Caden Minnick. You're left not to drop his bat. Two balls, two strikes. Working from the stretch, now the set. Check second base. Here's the 2-2. We short hop the glove. Nice block right here by Dylan Braun, Charger catcher. Count goes 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Jeanhart at second base, nobody out. Bottom of the third inning, 2-2 ball game. Check second base, here's the pitch. Big drop third strike, he'll take off for first base. Dylan Braun will throw to first base, get the put out with Cade Cole. One out in the inning, Evan Jeanhart stays put at second base. Next batter going to step in, it's going to be number 7, Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer going to step in. Schumer on the season, batting .240, .433 on base percentage. He's got 10 RBI. Working from the stretch, peering in. is Max Verduin, working from the set, now the set. Let's check second base. First pitch. Taken for a strike. Left-handed batter, number 7, Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer steps back in. Working from a stretch. Verduin checks second base, out of the set. Here comes the pitch. Low for a ball. One ball, one strike. A step out, signals not many given. Evan Jeanhart at second base, one out. Bottom of the third inning. Working from the stretch, now the set. He checks second base. He'll check it again. Pitch comes in, strike taken. 1-2 count. Ryan Schumer batting in the fourth position for the Knights. Working from the stretch, now the set. He'll check second base, pickoff move. Complete spin clockwise and not make the throw. Working from the stretch, now the set. He'll check second base. Here comes the pitch. He'll take a drive to the outfield. It's going to be lifted to center field. Backing up, going to make the catch. Going to tag from second base. Evan Jeanhart going to make it standing up to third base. Nice catch in center field. Ross Dyson working deep and to his left near the warning track. Was not going to make a throw to third base, but a good catch from the second out. Off the bat. Right there. Of Ryan Schumer. Stepping in the bat, TJ Bell. TJ Bell. Where's number 16? TJ Bell going to step in. 257 on base percentage. He scored 9 runs. He's got 8 RBI. Looking from the set. Here's the pitch. Swing a miss. No balls. 1 strike. 0-1 counter. Step back in. Right-handed batter. Lefty pitcher. Max Verduin. TJ Bell. Pitch comes in low for a ball. One ball, one strike. Step back in. Runner at third base is Evan Jeanhart. Tie ball game at 2. We're in the bottom of the third. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Ground ball in the infield. We'll get over the third baseman's head on a high hop. Going to be a base hit to left field for TJ Bell. Coming in to score from third base is Evan Jeanhart.
I'm batting the first baseman.
Next batter going to step in for the Knights. Going to be the first baseman, 32, Justin Brady. Justin Brady steps in, batting 262, 368 on base percentage, 77 appearances at the plate, 65 official at-bats. Left-handed batter, runner at first base is C.J. Bell, a modest lead. Here from the set, here comes the pitch. Pitch comes in low for a ball. One ball, no strikes, 2 outs. Bottom of the third inning, 1 run in. 3-2 ball game, working from the stretch. Max Verduin, out of the set. Pitch comes in, just low, ball 2. 2 balls, no strikes, 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Looking at signals. Signals given by Coach Bordnay at third base. Peering in, looking at signals. Now out of the set position. Check first base. Here's the pitch. They take a drive to center field. Going to get a lot of it. Going to back up to center field. It's going to one-hop the fence. Lefty right there to center field. Justin Brady, stand-up double. Going to score from first base at C.J. Bell. 2 base hit RBI for Justin Brady. Next batter going to step in for the Knights. It's number 14, Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox going to step in. He's batting an even 200 on the season. He's 333 on base percentage. 32 official at-bats. Here, let's take a 32 at-bats, 25 official. Here's the first pitch. He'll take a drive to right field. Going to back up the right fielder. He'll make the catch. Nice catch by Ethan Gaylor for the third out. Nice. Get 2 runs and 3 hits, and they leave 1 runner on base. At the end of 3, Knights 4, Chargers 2. Again, we'll mention, this game is in part being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment since 1955. They're located at 1451 East 276th Street at Atlanta, Indiana. You can visit them on the web, reynoldsfarmequipment.com. And now, Titus Bakery and Deli. They've been here a couple of years. So what Titus Bakery and Deli are right inside Reynolds Farm Equipment. The hours of operation for Titus Bakery and Deli, they're open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. They're open Saturday, 7 a.m. to 12 noon. Reynolds Farm Equipment, they're open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. They're open Saturday, 7:30 a.m. to 12 noon also. They are closed on Sunday. You can join them at Titus Bakery and Deli. You can join them for breakfast and or lunch. TitusBakery.com on the web. You can grab a hot coffee or a donut or that hot breakfast you've been looking for. Stop in and visit Reynolds Farm Equipment and Titus Bakery and Deli along US 31 in northern Hamilton County. I'm going to throw one down. Getting ready to bat in the top of the fourth inning. North Montgomery Chargers. Getting ready to bat. Going to step in. Going to dust off the tradition at home plate. Top of the fourth inning. Going to work right there. Going to be the catcher. Going to be, take that. It's going to be number seven. Going to have a batter check in right here. It's Nick Norman. Nick Norman, pretty bulky young man. You can tell he's been in the weight room. Number seven, Nick Norman, going to step in. Right-handed batter. Going to face Bryn Robbins. Tearing in looking at single, Bryn Robbins. There comes a wind, first pitch to Norman. Breaking pitch, finish high, ball one. Step out of the box, look at signal. Signal's given. Number seven, Nick Norman in the ballgame for the Chargers. Gonna foul one back. Gonna be able to go out of play. Giving it a chase right there is Ryan Schumer. One ball, one strike. Top of the fourth inning, 4-2 ball game. Knights in front. Chargers batting. Stepping into bat once again is number seven, Nick Norman. Here comes a wind. He's going to take a foul. Fly ball on the infield. It's going to be in foul territory. It's going to be playable. It's playable, and Billy Owens, third baseman, makes the catch in front of the Chargers dugout. 1 out. Top of the fourth inning. Next batter going to step in. He does the pitching. Number 26, Max Verdine. Proper pronunciation, Verdine. To step in, left-handed batter. Max Verdine, 350 on-base percentage. Here comes the pitch. Going to hit by pitch just inside. It jogged down the first base. I think we'll stay with Verduin. Max Verduin, going to jog off the diamond. Courtesy runner, it's going to run for him. It's going to be number 22 doing the running. Thomas Lafoon, a junior class member. He'll do the running for Verdine. Stepping into rubber, pitching from the stretch. Next batter, Dave Galloway. First pitch comes in. Going to get by the glove of Ryan Schumer. Taking second base on the misplayed baseball is Thomas Lafoon. One out. One ball, no strike. Signals given. Third base coach, Matt Voorhees. Stepping back in the rubber, Bryn Robbins. Peering in, looking at signals. Working from the stretch, he'll check second base. Ground ball in the infield. Going to get Bryn Robbins. They're going to get a run down between second and third base. They're going to make the tag. It's going to be Owen Munn making the tag on the second throw. So fielder's choice, he's at first base now. That's number 9, Dave Galloway. 2 out on the diamond. Next batter going to step in. He's the one hitter, Jared Kirsch. Jared Kirsch, as mentioned, .338 batting average. Jared Kirsch, also a very strong pitcher for the Chargers. Left-handed batter, working from the stretch, now the set. Pitch comes in a bit high, ball one. Runner at first base, 2 outs. At first base doing the running is Gage Galloway. Turn in looking at signals out of the stretch. Now the set, Bren Robbins. To Jared Kirsch, pickoff move. Head first slide, safe at first base is Gage Galloway. Stepping back in the rubber, Bren Robbins. Checking signals, now he'll step in the batter's box. Jared Kirsch, left-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. Out of the set, pickoff move again, a little bit closer. Head first slide, safe at first base, Gage Galloway. Left-handed batter's box, Jared Kirsch steps in. 2 outs, top of the 4th inning. Runner at first base, working out of the set. Pickoff move once again, safe at first base. Good short hop stop at first base by Justin Brady. Jared Kirsch in that left-handed batter's box once again. Working from the stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch. You're going to pop one foul ball over the third base dugout. One ball, one strike. Left-handed batter's box. Signals given. Third base coach Matt Voorhees. A lot of signals given. A step back in. Ball's in play. One ball, one strike. 2 outs out of the set. Taking off the second base. Going to block it. At home plate is off the chest protector. Good block by Ryan Schumer. Taking second base is Gage Galloway. So Ryan Schumer back behind the plate. He's fine. Stepping back in the rubber. It's Bren Robbins. Peering in looking at signals. Facing Jared Kirsch, looks at second base. Pitch comes in a bit low. This is Charles back here. Walks back to the rubber, he'll step back in. 3 balls, 1 strike. 3-1 pitch. Check second base out of the set. He's going to fly one. Left side, he's going to foul ball. Billy Owens gives it a chase. It's out of play. 3-2 count. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Peering over, looking at signals. A step back in, left-handed batter. Jared Kirsch, peering in, looking at signals. Out of the set, he'll check second base. Bren Robbins, pickoff move, clockwise. Tag applied by Owen Munn, safe at second base. 1 foot in, 1 foot out. He's right out of the batter's box here. He's looking at signals. Coach Voorhees. Just step back in. 3-2 count. Jared Kirsch. Here comes the pitch from Robbins. A bit high, just above the zone. The jog down the first base. Jared Kirsch draws a walk. Next batter going to step in, Cade Cole. Cade Cole wears number 21. As mentioned, .320 batting average in the right-handed batter's box. .469 on-base percentage. It's in 34 plate appearances, 25 official at-bats. These stats are accurate for the day. First pitch, swing and a miss. No balls, one strike out in front of that one. Off-speed breaking pitch, just set back in. Cade Cole. He plays first base for the Chargers. He's going to pop one up on the infield. It's going to be called for by Deanhart and Owen. Owen Munn is going to make the catch. Out recorded. Out recorded. We're going through the bottom of the 4th inning. No runs for the Chargers. They live one on base. And we'll mention this game wouldn't happen if we didn't have umpires. And we'll remind you, calling out to all of you baseball enthusiasts across the state of Indiana and beyond. If you enjoy the game of baseball, the best spot on the diamond, on the baseball diamond, is waiting for you. The IHSAA is looking to add to a somewhat low number of umpires, male or female, baseball and softball. To look into becoming an umpire, simply call the offices of the IHSAA. You can reach their office actually online. You can go to IHSAA.org. Again, that's IHSAA.org. No need to be nervous. There are plenty of classrooms, baseball studies available. If they're not available and you can't locate one, you can begin your own. Say what, there's a pretty good one in Kokomo, Indiana. I won't mention where, but that's a darn good one. So they're taking warm-up tosses on the diamond right now. Next batter going to step in for the Knights. Going to be number 34, Keaton Brooks. Going to throw one down to second base off the hand of Dylan Braun. They'll throw it around the infield. They'll put it back in the glove of Max Verduin. Stepping in, number 34, Keaton Brooks. He's playing left field. Keaton Brooks on the season, he's batting 600 in that left-handed batter's box. 667 on base percentage. He's got 6 at-bats, 5 official. He scored 2 runs. He's got an RBI. He's got 2 singles and a double. He's going to step in now. Left-handed batter, Keaton Brooks.
Coming off the bottom of the fourth of the night. Left fielder.
Back in the rubber, going to pitch from the stretch. Nobody on. Max Verduin peering in, looking at singles. Working out the stretch. Now the set. First pitch. Low and away. 1 ball, no strikes. 1-0 count, a step back in. Keaton Brooks. Left-handed batter, left-handed pitcher. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Here comes the pitch. Tight for ball 2. 2 balls, no strikes. Max Verduin, looking at that left-hander, peering in, standing in the rubber, working from the stretch, nobody on. Set position. Here comes the 2-0. This comes in there, pipeline to the plate. Strike called. Count goes 2-1. 2-1 count. Left-handed batter, working from a stretch, now the set, here's the pitch, a bit high and inside, count goes 3-1, 3 balls, 1 strike, Keaton Brooks taps the plate, peering in looking at signals, out of the stretch, now the set, here comes a 3-1, pitch comes in, strike called, 3-2 count. Down goes 3-2, Keaton Brooks. Max Verduin peering in looking at singles out of the stretch. Here comes the 3-2. Inside a ball. Drawing a walk, Tyler Fox. Next batter going to step in, going to be Bryn Robbins. Where's number 33? Bryn Robbins going to step in, batting 250 on the season. 389 on base percentage. He entered the game with 54 at-bats, 44 official at-bats. He'll step in, right-handed batter. Peering in, looking at signals out of the stretch, Max Verduin. Now out of the set position, looks at first base. He'll check it again. Squaring the bunt early. Going to hit away. Going to go shortstop, looking for a double play. They're going to get 1 at second base. They'll go 6-4-3, and they'll get the out of second base. Good play right there. Brooks, I should say Jacob Kirsch, Brooke Walters at second. Over to Kay Cole. Safe at first on a fielder's choice is Bryn Robbins. Stepping back in the rubber. 1 out. Runner at first base is Bryn Robbins. Stepping in the bat is Owen Munn. Right-handed batter. He didn't square early. Squaring the bun, here comes the pitch. He's going to try to bun, let it go by. Ball 1. Head first slide. Throw goes above over the back of Bryn Robbins goes into center field. He's safe on the head first slide. We toss it back in. That's Ross Dyson. So Bryn Robbins safe. I should say Bryn Robbins safe at second base. One out. Bottom of the fourth inning. 4-2 ball game. Knights in front. Working out a stretch. Second base. Here's a set. Here's the pitch. Midline drive rope. Going to get by the gap there between second. I should be third and shortstop. Run going to come in to score. Bryn Robbins will score the fifth run in the ball game. Line drive rope to left field off the bat of Owen Munn. Base hit, RBI. To throw back in. Thrown back in by Gage Galloway. One out. Bottom of the fourth inning. Stepping into bat for the Knights. Evan Dienhart. Right-handed batter. Out of set. Here's the pitch. Gonna hit away. Gonna hit one to shortstop. One hop to shortstop. He goes 6-4. Get the out. Will not get Dienhart at first base. So out on the fielder's choice there at second base is Owen Munn. Now Dienhart will be the first base runner. Two out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Stepping in to bat, number 20, Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick, 63 plate appearances, 53 official at-bats. He batted 321, 421 on-base percentage. And I'm trying to get in a trap right here. Taking off early. Just throw at first base. Not quite a run down, and Evan Dienhart beats the throw to second base. So Dienhart at second base, stepping back in, Caden Minnick, working from the stretch, now the setter checks second base, out of the set, here's the pitch. Healthy catch, swing and a miss. Caden Minnick, no balls, one strike, 0-1 count. Information given there, third base coach, Coach Borden, and let's step back in. Caden Minnick working out of the stretch, now the set. To check second base. Here's the pitch. Out in front of it, swing and a miss. Off-speed breaking pitch from Verduin. Count goes 0-2. No balls, two strikes to Minnick. Working on the stretch, the set position of check second base. Max Verduin. Pitch comes in high for a ball. Going to be off the catcher's glove ever so slightly. Going to hit the grass. Taking third base is Evan Dienhart. One ball, two strikes. Caden Minnick steps back in. Working from the stretch, peering in, looking at signals. Max Verduin. Set position. This comes in. So they're going to strike him out. Curveball broke in there for a strike. They go down looking. Knights come up with one run at the end of four innings, the 5-2 ball game. And again, we'll mention this game is in parts being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Carquest Auto Parts, they're located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. The south edge of Cicero, at Cicero Town Plaza. Team members at Carquest Auto Parts in Cicero, they're there to ensure that you get the right parts the first time. Reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. Again, that number is 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve. At Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero, the Knights throw the ball around the diamond. Chargers getting ready to bat in the top of the fifth inning. Have a little conversation out in front of the dugout out by home plate. Home plate umpire talking mildly right there with North Montgomery. A couple of coaches out. As the Knights throw the ball around the diamond. And a good day for a ball game. I say, what? Today you're supposed to get up to 84 degrees. might have gotten close. Tomorrow they say it's going to be even warmer. I think why that Brian Wilkes is good. He says it like it is. So they're throwing the ball around the diamond, working right there. And then we thank you for listening to PutMeInSports.com. And we'll mention PutMeInSports.com. Since 2008, PutMeInSports.com has been bringing internet radio, high school sports, to the listening ears of the IHSAA fans. Football in the fall, basketball in the winter, and baseball each spring. We welcome you to continue listening to high school sports. And we thank you for listening to PutMeInSports.com. So again, some warm-up tosses right there. Bryn Robbins on the diamond. And I'm getting ready for the top of the fifth inning. Right here at Gordon Lemon Field, Lafayette Central Catholic High School. We're tossing in the outfield. Again, we'll mention sectional coming up next week. Class 1A, sectional 53, going to happen right here at Lafayette Central Catholic High School. Game 1 will be Thursday, May 26th at 5:30. That game will be Attica and LCC. We'll mention Game 2 will be Thursday, May 26th, 7:30 p.m. That'll be North Vermilion, Riverton Park. So two games on Thursday, that'll be a good night of baseball. And then the semifinals, we'll touch on them again after this half the inning, getting ready to bat. In the top of the fifth inning, Chargers stepping into bat is Brooks Walters. Where's number 13? Right-handed batter. He's batting 480 on the season. That's remarkable. 480. And that's in 94 plate appearances. He's going to take a drive to left field. Going to back him up. He's going to make the catch. Catch made there in left field. Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks had to get on his horse. Veer to his backside and left. Made a good catch. Rob probably a double from the bat of Brooks Walters. Next batter going to step in, Austin Sulk. Austin Sulk, where's number 12? Playing third base in the ballgame. Working from the windup, Bryn Robbins. Here comes the wind. Breaking pitch, finished low and away. One ball, no strikes. He'll step back in. Austin Sulk, third baseman. Here's the pitch. He's going to swing and a miss. Count goes one ball, one strike. Steps out of the box. Takes a couple mechanical swings. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch, low and away, ball. Call the ball. It's two balls, one strike. 2-1 count. Bryn Robbins peering in. Here comes the wind. Foul ball. Out of play. Count goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Top of the fifth inning. 5-2 ball game. Knights in front. Here's the pitch. The pop one, skyward. It's going to go to right field. Owen Munn giving it a chase. Caden Minnick calls him off, makes the catch. Owen Munn with some pretty good range, but he's pretty good catch, easier catch for Minnick. One out here in the top of the fifth. Get the ball back to Bryn Robbins. Next batter going to step in for the Chargers. Stepping in right now. Other back. Right-handed batter. Here comes the wind. Foul ball out of play. Other back. Right there on the diamond. Where's number two? Number two, other back, right-handed player, right-handed batter. Steps in, enters the ball game. Here comes the pitch from Robbins. Breaking pitch, finished high. One ball, one strike. 1-1 count. Step back in. Peering in signals. Here's the whine from Robbins. foul ball at home plate, right around home plate. Dylan Braun will retrieve it. Didn't go far away. One ball, two strikes. So Brent Robbins going to walk around the rubber. Peer in. He's going to step on the rubber now. Utterback. One ball, two strikes. Foul ball right there at home plate. He'll stay in the box with a 1-2. Roman Utterback. Where's number two? Roman Utterback has a .333 on-base percentage. He scored two runs on the season. Entering this at-bat, this is at-bat number five on the season. He's got two official. This is in the same fifth at-bat. Swing and a miss. He's going to get a drop third strike, and he's going to make it to first base. He's going to go to second base as the ball is just now picked up by third baseman. Take that back. Brent Robbins tracks it down in foul territory. Ryan Schumer couldn't see it. I believe Brent Robbins may have been pointing at it, but Brent Robbins elected to go get it. So Ryan Utterback reaches base on a drop third strike, and he's at second base now. Stepping into bat, number 20, Ross Dillon, left-handed batter. First pitch called strike. No balls, one strike. He'll step back in. Left-handed batter, number 20, Ross Dyson. Working from the stretch, check second base out instead. Foul ball right there around home plate. Going to get the batter in the box. Got just a piece of him. Home plate umpire calls time as the ball is motionless right there. It actually cannot do anything with it other than call the foul ball. Let's step back in, Ross Dyson. Ross Dyson batting .239, .368 on-base percentage. He's got 15 RBI. Pitch comes in, back door, must have stayed outside. Outside a ball. Count goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two out. Top of the fifth inning, runner at second base is Roman Utterback. Swing and a miss. He'll go down on strikes. Third out in the inning. No runs on no hits. They leave one runner aboard. It's Matt. That's Roman Utterback at second base. And again, we'll mention that Class 1A Sectional 53, as mentioned, first night is going to be Attica LCC at 5:30. North Vermilion, Riverton Park at 7:30. That's on the 26th next Thursday. We'll mention the winner of Game 1, that's Attica LCC. They'll play the winner of Game 2, North Vermilion, Riverton Park. And then later that evening, I should say, that's going to be on the 30th. That's on Monday the 30th. That's on Memorial Day early morning at 11 o'clock for the winner Game 1, winner Game 2. The Game 6 game is going to be the semifinal with the bye occupied by Earn, I guess you'd say, by the ping pong balls in the hopper. Covington will play Faith Christian. Covington and Faith Christian, 5:30 on the 30th day of May. That's going to be Monday, Memorial Day. That'll be a 1 o'clock game. So after those two games, everybody will collect themselves, get a little break, get some rest, and they'll come back. The two winners in the semifinals will play at 7:30 p.m. Monday night in the championship game. That's Memorial Day on May 30th. So we do thank those who get us that. It's not really get us that. They did what they did because they are loving our country, no question. So now getting the pitching duties for North Montgomery. It's going to be a right-handed pitcher. Stepping to the rubber is going to be number 8, Braden Martin. He's a senior. He's a pitcher. He also plays infield. That's Braden Martin. Braden Martin taking over the duties. And we'll mention Braden Martin on the season. He's 1-0. This is his 8th appearance. He's got a 4.59 ERA. He's got one save on the season. He's faced 200 batters. In 200 batters, he's allowed just one home run. That's pretty good ratio. stepping into bat is Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer going to step in for the Knights. That's in the fourth position. Plays the catcher position in this ballgame. Working from the windup here and in, looking at singles. Here's the wind. Pitch comes in, high and away, ball one. So Braden, right there on the pitcher's rubber. Number 8, Braden Martin. Here comes the wind to Schumer. Low and away, ball 2. Braden, number 8. Braden Martin. Here comes the wind, 3rd pitch to Schumer. Low for a ball. 3 balls, no strikes. First batter in the bottom of the 5th inning. Central Catholic, Knights batting. Here comes the wind for Martin. Right down the pike, strike called. 3-1 count. Ryan Schumer last time got him an RBI base hit. Here comes the pitch to 3-1. Ball 4, he'll jog down to first base. Next batter in the lineup going to be number 16, T.J. Bell. Ryan Schumer going to jog off the diamond. Courtesy runner for Ryan Schumer is Ryan Elsner. So, next batter going to step in for the Knights. T.J. Bell, where's number 16? T.J. Bell, 75 plate appearances entering the ballgame. 62 official at-bats. First pitch comes in. Strike. Count goes 0-1. T.J. Bell, 9 runs scored. He's got 8 RBI. He's got 3 doubles on the season. Out of the set. Pitch comes in tight. I'm going to hit him. Going to graze the uniform of T.J. Bell. He'll jog down to first base. Ryan Elsner moves to second base. Next batter in the lineup, 32, Justin Brady. Justin Brady had a drive the last time up. He'll step back in. Left-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. Pitching out a stretch. Pretty tall, lanky young man. First pitch comes in, squared the bunt, pulled the bat back, ball 1. Runner at first and second base. Nobody out. Bottom of the 5th inning. Working from the stretch. It's Braden Martin. He'll square the bunt, pull the bat back, ball 2. Short off the glove. Kept it in front of him. That's Dylan Braun. Runner stays still. Peering over, looking at signal. T.J. Bell. Take that back. Justin Brady. T.J. Bell at first base. It's Ryan Elsner at second base. Nobody out. Here comes the pitch. Strike called. Lowest part of the zone. Count goes 2-1. Peering in, looking at singles. Braden Martin, out of the stretch and out of the set. Pitch comes in, he squares the bunt, pulls the bat back. Ball 3. 3-1 count. Nobody out. Bottom of the 5th inning. 2 aboard for the Knights. Working from the stretch, now check second base, out of the set. Foul ball, right here in the box. Justin Brady. Hit the ground off the bat, came up and got him on the lower extremity. Everything's fine. Count goes 3-2. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Peering in, looking at signal. Ball's in play. Here comes a set. Ground ball in the infield. Second base, they're going to field it. You're going to elect to go to first base. That's Brooks Walters, Caden Cole. And I'm going to second base. Right there is T.J. Bell. They'll get the out at first base. And stepping into bat is Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur going to step in, going to do the batting. So he's going to step into bat right now. Ben Mazur steps in, batting 293 on base percentage. He's right there around the 200 mark. About 6 points below. Let's step into bat. He's got a home run on the season. Ben Mazur. You take a line drive rope to shortstop. It'd be caught in the glove. No play on T.J. Bell to get him before he tags up. as a line drive rope right now to the shortstop, Jacob Kersh. Jacob Kersh playing perfectly. So stepping in the bat going to be the eight hitter, Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks steps in. We're going to have a stretch now to set. The short off the glove, going to get back to the screen. Going to jog in from third base. That's Ryan Elsner crossing the plate. Ryan Elsner, we'll mention on the season, scoring his first run. So stepping back in the rubber is Braden Martin. Where's number eight? Peering in, looking at signals. It's out of a set position. Ground ball in the infield. He'll be played by the shortstop once again. Jacob Kersh, he throws across the diamond, gets the put out. Right there, with I take that back. Playing first base is Max Verduin. Max Verduin moves in the pitcher's mound. Right there to first base, and they get the put out. So they get one run, and I score one in the bottom of the fifth. They leave one on base.
Bottom of the fifth of the night.
So they'll work right there.
No errors.
And it's a 6-2 ball game. Knights 6. Chargers 2. Chargers are going to bat in the top of the sixth inning. And again, we'll mention, this game is in part being brought to you by Century 21 Real Estate. Lisa Stokes Bear. Enthusiasm, experience, and knowledgeable. That's Lisa Stokes Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker. Lisa listens. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 Sheets Company. Serving Hamilton, Tipton, and Madison counties since 1997. Specializing in residential and corporate relocations. Contact Lisa by phone or by text message at 317-513-4086. Again, 317-513-4086. Lisa listens. She has a passion to prove her professionalism, and you can let Lisa surpass your expectations. It's Lisa Stokes Bear, History 21. We have some final warm-up tosses on the diamond. They're throwing the infield ball off the diamond. They're going to throw one down. Ryan Schumer. Okay. Right there to Owen Munn. So getting ready to bat. North Montgomery, charging Chargers. Going to bat here in the top of the sixth. Stepping into bat, it's number 7, Nick Norman, as he stays in the ballgame. Right-handed batter. Getting ready to step in. Going to step up to the rubber right there, Brent Robbins. Top of the sixth inning. Here comes a wide to Norman. He'll take a drive to center field. Going to put some air underneath it. Going to track it down to his left. Tyler Fox, first out. Here in the top of the sixth.
How about number 26, Max Verduin?
This batter stepping in. It's Max Verduin, Max Verduin. Who knows? I imagine Mr. Dienhart probably does. But I'm stepping in. The left-handed batter, Max Verduin. He's playing first base now. He started the ballgame as the pitcher. Left-handed batter steps in. 350 on base percentage. First pitch comes in tight. Going to get him, graze him on the uniform. He'll jog down to first base. So at first base, 26, Max Verduin, working right there, left-handed batter's box, getting ready to step in, is Gage Galloway. Gage Galloway working left-handed batter's box. Home plate umpire going to make an adjustment on his miniature stenographer's pad. Yeah, so right there at first base, Max Verduin, held on by Justin Brady. Brent Robbins steps in the rubber. Left-handed batter in the batter's box. That's Gage Galloway working out a stretch, now the set. Pickoff move, first base, back safety. Moderate tag applied. Max Verduin at first base. Peering in, looking at signals. Now the stretch, now the set. Pitch comes in, a bit high for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Check signal, steps back in. Gage Galloway on the season, batting 357. Gonna take a drive to right field. Gonna back up to right fielder, Caden Minnick. Gonna one hop the fence. He'll catch it with the bare hand. He'll get in the cutoff to Owen Munn. And gonna be a double off the bat of Gage Galloway. Gonna move Max Verdine to third base. The runners at second and third base, jogging in off the bat, off the diamond right there, is, take that back, 16. We're going to meet at the pitcher's mound. We're going to, Coach Bourne is going to ask for the baseball. He's going to make an adjustment here in the top of the sixth inning. Runners on second and third base, one out, top of the sixth inning. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Larson and Sons Target Sports. They're located at 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. You can reach them by phone, 317-758-5886. Again, their number is 317-758-5886. They have new and used certified gun sales. They buy, sell, trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome here. Look at Target Sports. You can visit them on Facebook. That's Larson and Sons Target Sports. Larson A&D Sons Target Sports. You can ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting. We're in the ballgame doing the pitching, getting warmed up right now. It's number 14. Tyler Fox is stepped to the pitcher's mound. Some warm-up tosses right there with his infield behind him in the grass. And we'll mention the Class 3A Sectional 25 at Crawfordsville. Crawfordsville will be 16. Game 1 at 5 p.m. on Wednesday the 25th will be North Montgomery and Lebanon. Game 2, same night, 7:30. South Vermilion and Frankfort. Then the winner of Game 1, that's North Montgomery and Lebanon, will play the winner of Game 2 at South Vermilion or Frankfort. That game will happen on Thursday, then very next day, on the 26th at 5 p.m. And then later that evening at 7:30, it'll be Crawfordsville and Northview. Crawfordsville and Northview are going to play on Thursday after the Game 1, Game 2. Right there in the semifinals, Crawfordsville Northview will happen at 7:30. The championship game will be on Monday, Memorial Day, at 12 noon. Stepping into bat for the Chargers. Where's number 14, Jared Kirsch? Working from the stretch, now the set, Tyler Fox. Pitch comes in a bit high, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Runners at second and third base for the Chargers. Out of the set, Tyler Fox. Foul ball around home plate. Strike one. One ball, one strike. One and one count. Over at third base is Max Verdine, who is number 26. And I think re-entering the ball game, I believe so, Gage Galloway. I'm not sure. Right there at second base. He didn't get himself there. A double off the bat of the unknown. I apologize for that. Working from the stretch, now the set, Tyler Fox. Breaking pitch, back door, strike called. One, two count, and a set back in. Jared Kirsch. The bat's in the one spot for the Chargers. Working from the set position, here's the pitch. Going to get by the catcher, Ryan Schumer, jogging in such plays. For the third run in the ballgame for the Chargers, that's Max Verdine. Moving over to third base, I believe that's Gage Galloway doing the running as he re-entered the ballgame. The two balls, two strikes, one out, top of the sixth inning. One run in. It's a 6-3 ball game. Runner at third base, believed to be Galloway. In the batter's box, Jared Kirsch. Breaking pitch, finishes high and away. Count goes 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Tyler Fox peering in, looking at signals. Out of the stretch, now the set. Here comes a 3-2. Ground ball in the infield. Going to be a base hit between first and second base on the ground. Goes into right field. Caden Minnick tosses it back in. And coming in to score right there was number 9, Dave Galloway. So two runs in here in the top of the sixth inning. 6-4 ball game. Bases are empty. I take that back. Base hit. Base hit right there coming in to do the running is number 3, Ethan Gaylor. Ethan Gaylor going to do the base running right there for Jared Kirsch. Jared Kirsch is the DH in the ballgame. Ethan Gaylor is the defensive player in right field. Next batter going to float one to left field, foul territory. It's going to be a catch made off the bat of Braden Martin. A floater near the foul line might have even been a foul ball. Our vantage point cannot tell. That we rely on the umpire, didn't check with him. Catch made in left field by Keaton Brooks. Two out here in the top of the sixth. Two runs in. Right-handed batter. Pickoff move. Close play at first base. Getting back safely. At first base, number 3, Ethan Gaylor. Stepping back in, Kay Cole. Comes to pitch. Low for a ball. Step back to the rubber. Step back in. Tyler Fox from the stretch, now the set. Swing and a miss, going to be a foul ball. Foul tip at the plate. Schumer couldn't hold it. It's a foul ball. Tough ball to hold. Step back in. Count goes 1-1. Two out, top of the sixth. Two runs in. Pickoff move again. A little bit closer there. Umpire with a good vantage point. Safe at first base is number 3, Ethan Gaylor. Out of the set is the pitch. Foul ball around home plate. Going to go out in front of the nice dugout. Count goes 1-2. 1-2 count. A step back in the rubber. Peering in, looking at signals. Check first base. Now out of the set, Tyler Fox. Breaking pitch, finished outside and tall. 2-2. Adam on the rubber, he'll step back in. Tyler Fox. 2-2 count, two outs. Here comes the pitch, taking off for second base. Swing and a miss. Three outs, he'll go down swinging. No throw needed. So in the top of the sixth inning, Chargers get two. And then Knights coming to the plate to bat in the bottom of the sixth after five and a half. Knights 6. Chargers 4. So we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you. Looking for that newer truck or sport utility vehicle? Visit them at Frankfort Truck and Car Sales in Frankfort, Indiana, or online at ftcsales.com, or call 765-654-7777. We offer bank, finance, or easy, low-payment plan. Visit us at ftcsales.com today. Since 1999, For 23 years, your go-to dealer, Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales, open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 7, Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturday, 9 to 4. They're located at 1601 McKinley Avenue, Frankfort, Indiana, 46041. That's Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales in Frankfurt. Let's get some warm-up tosses on the diamond, getting some warm-up pitches right there. Back out to do the pitching, number 8, Braden Martin. He came on in short relief for Max Verdine last inning. Throwing the ball around the infield and getting ready to toss one down to second base. Bottom of the sixth inning, a 6-4 ball game. Next bat in the lineup for the night is going to be number 33, Bryn Robbins. Bryn Robbins, lead off the bottom of the sixth. We'll mention Bryn Robbins on the season. He's batting 250. He's got 54 plate appearances, 44 official at-bats. That's entering the ballgame. These are 22-game stats. In North Montgomery, we have 23-game stats. Appreciative with permission to use statistics for this ballgame. So he's stepping in. I'm making an adjustment right there. And 33, Bryn Robbins, as I mentioned, 250 batting average, 389 on base. He scored 18 runs. He's got 7 RBI. First pitch, swing and a miss. We'll step back in. Bryn Robbins started this game, went most of the way as the pitcher. Stepping into bat, first pitch, second pitch, in high for a ball. 1-1 count. One ball, one strike. Working from the windup, Braden Martin. Here comes the third pitch to Robbins. Swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes. Peering in, looking at signals. Braden Martin, Bryn Robbins will step back off the rubber with the proper foot. Here comes the pitch. You take a line drive rope, foul territory. Going to get down there by the left field corner. That was a rope. He just got around on it a bit early. A step back in. Oh, excuse me. One ball, two strikes. There's the wind. High for a ball. Count goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Bryn Robbins, Braden Martin. Here comes the 2-2. Let's take another one. Similar fashion. It's going to be a fair ball this time down the left field line. Base hit off the bat of Bryn Robbins here in the bottom of the sixth. The next batter in the lineup is going to be number 12, Owen Munn. Owen Munn going to step in. Owen Munn on the season, as mentioned, 356 batting average, 434 on base percentage. He entered this game with 85 at bats. 73 official at bats. The square to bunt early. Pulls the bat back. They call it a strike. They throw down to second base. Ball a little bit loose. Safe at second base. Bryn Robbins at second base. Nobody out. Owen Munn batting. Strike called. It's 0-1. He squared the bunt early. See what the signal's called for here. He'll step out for just a brief moment. So, catcher going to step out in front of home plate, give some signals to his infield. Braden Martin ready to pitch. He's going to step in the rubber. 0-1 Munn, right-handed batter's box. Bryn Robbins modestly there at second base. Ground ball in the infield. Going to be through the gap right there with second base. Base hit to center field. Throw comes into the plate. Going to have to come in and catch out near the pitcher count, right for our home plate. Coming in to score seventh run of the ball game is Bryn Robbins for the night. So they'll remove that apparatus. Owen Munn going to end up at second base. Base hit RBI. He'll take second base on the throw. Next batter in the lineup going to be number 24, Evan Jeanhart. Evan Genehart enters the game. 77 plate appearances, 60 official at-bats. Evan Genehart batting 417 in the right-handed batter's box, entering the ballgame. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. Peering in, looking at signals, now out of set. Check second base. Low for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Step out and step back in. Oh, Evan Genehart. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. Braden Martin out of the set. Squared the bat, pulled the bat back. Ball low. Two balls, no strikes. Genehart steps back in. Working from the stretch, checks second base, out of the set. Squared the bunt, pulled the bat back, ball three. Ball's low. Dylan Braun, a little bit of an explanation right there. Pitch. Pitch was low. Count goes 3-0. Here comes a set. Here comes check second base. Here's the pitch. Right down the pipe, strike called. Count goes 3-1. 3-1-2. Working from the stretch. Check second base. Out of set. He's going to put the bunt down 3-1. Going to backhand it. The pitcher does. It's going to be safe at first base. Evan Genehart beats out an infield bunt for a base hit. Moves the runner over to Bryn Robbins. Now over at third base. Next batter going to step in. Caden Minnick. Stepping out in front of home plate. Catcher's going to show some signals to his infield. Runners on the corners, nobody out. Bottom of the sixth inning, Caden Minnick batting, steps in, batting 321, 421 on base percentage, entering the ballgame. Ground ball in the infield. Be fielded by second baseman. He'll throw 4-6. They'll try three. They won't get him. The run's going to score. Caden Minnick beats out the throw and gets an RBI.
Not batting the catcher for seven, Ryan Schumer.
So they go 4-6-3. That was Brooks Walters, Jacob Kirsch, and then threw it back to Max Verdine. Max Verdine and couldn't get the play at first base. Got the force out at second. Stepping in the bat, Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer, left-handed batter. Peering in, looking at signals, out of the stretch, now the set. Braden Martin steps off the back. Getting back safely is Caden Minnick, just playing safe. They get a modest lead once again. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. Backdoor curveball, finish low. One ball, no strikes. Ryan Schumer, left-handed batter, steps in. Peering in, looking at signals, Braden Martin, righty pitcher. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. Back down the pike, strike call. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike. One out, bottom of the sixth inning. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of the set, taking off early. They're throwing to first base. Caden Minnick going to steal second base. Caden Minnick makes it to second base. Braden Martin started to make the throw to first base, went ahead and made the throw. And then Max Verdine trying to throw Caden Minnick out of second base. Going to take a drive to the outfield. Going to get beyond the center fielder. It's going to go up against the wall. He's going to get a two-base hit coming in to score. Caden Minnick. The two-base hit off the bat of Ryan Schumer. So three runs in here in the bottom of the sixth. Going out to run for Ryan Schumer. He's doing the catching. He'll put his gear on. Going out to do the running once again is Ryan Elsner. Ryan Elsner, last time doing the base running, he scored his first run of the season. Going to call timeout. They're going to go with a pitching change. Going to go out to pitch is number 21. That's Cade Cole. Cade Cole going to do the pitching now. Cade Cole started the game at first base. Cade Cole, where's number 21? Right-handed pitcher. Cade Cole's going to step in. He's got a 3.23 ERA. This is his third appearance. He faced 23 batters entering this ballgame. Cade Cole getting warmed up right now. The righty, he got some pretty good velocity. He got number 21. It kind of does remind you of a Roger Clemens. His mechanics and everything. He works that stretch to the set position. Keeps the glove low. Right there at the belt. Where's number 21? Cade Cole, now the pitcher for the Chargers. So they're getting warmed up in the infield also. They're going with a different first baseman. First baseman in the ballgame is number 5, William Ramsey. William Ramsey enters the ballgame to play first base. And he'll warm up there with second baseman. So they're getting warmed up. Bottom of the sixth inning. 9-4 ball game. Nice batting. One out. Been stretched out over there by the Chargers dugout is T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell does come out of the dugout for his at-bats. He's definitely got to stay loose in the dugout. Got to do what he's got to do. To do what he's got to do. He's at the plate now. Right-handed batter. Working from the stretch. Checks second base. Here's the pitch. Low for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Peering in out of the stretch. Looking at signals. Now the set. It checks second base. Cade Cole. Pitch comes in. Lower part of the zone. Strike Cole. One ball, one strike. Step back in the rubber. Cade Cole, 21, out of the set. Here's the pitch. He's going to foul one. I take it back. He's going to go skyward on the infield. He'll be caught as a fair ball in the grass by the first baseline by Cade Cole. Two outs, bottom of the sixth inning. Next batter going to step in, Justin Brady. Justin Brady, left-handed batter, will step in, batting 262, on-base percentage of 368. Check second base. Here's a pitch from Cole. He's going to pop one foul territory. It's going to be playable for the first baseman in the ballgame. And number 5, William Ramsey, makes the play. Third out here in the bottom of the sixth. So Knights come up with 3 runs. We'll go to the top of the 7th inning. Knights 9, Chargers 4. And we'll also remind you, this game is in part being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment since 1955. They're located at 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana. You can visit them on the web at ReynoldsFarmEquipment.com. Titus Bakery and Deli. Titus Bakery and Deli, they're located right there inside Reynolds Farm Equipment. We'll mention the hours of operation for Titus Bakery. They're open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday, 7 a.m. to 12 noon. We'll let you know Reynolds Farm Equipment. Their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 7:30 a.m. to 12 noon. Closed Sunday. Well, we'll also remind you, Titus Bakery and Deli. You can join them for a hot breakfast and or lunch at TitusBakery.com. TitusBakery.com on the web. And you can grab a hot coffee and a donut for that hot breakfast you've been looking for. Stop in and visit Reynolds Farm Equipment and Titus Bakery and Deli along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County. They're going to toss one down to second base. Ryan Schumer. And they'll throw it around the diamond. They'll put it in the glove of Tyler Fox.
Getting off the top of the seventh for the Chargers.
Stepping in the bat.
Number 6.
Could be number 6, Beckett Martin. Beckett Martin is going to step in. Beckett Martin. Martin's going to have his second at-bat of the season. He's been the official at-bats of 1. Pitch comes in. They're going to call hit by pitch. Hit by pitch. He's down first base now. He's going to remove the batting gloves. So Tyler Fox doing the pitching for the Knights. One runner aboard, first batter in the lineup here in the top of the seventh. At number six, Beckett Martin. Going to make maybe a batting change here in the top of the seventh from Coach Voorhees. Right out of the dugout, he put his gloves on the jog out.
I'm batting number two, Willis Butterback.
He's going to bat. He's ran a couple times. He scored a run. That's number two, Roman Utterback. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. Foul ball right there at home plate. Off the leg, in the box. 0-1 count. No balls, one strike. One runner aboard at first base for the Chargers is Beckett Martin. Stepping back in is number two, Roman Utterback. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. Pickoff move, first base, back safety, tag applied late. Probably about a B-plus move from Tyler Fox, maybe an A-minus. A step back in the rubber. Working from the stretch, now the step. Pitch comes in high for a ball. 1-1 count. Stepping out of the box, looking for signals. Very few given, if any. A step back in. Right-handed batter, righty pitcher, Tyler Fox. Pitch comes in. Fastball, called strike. One ball, two strikes. Peering in, looking at signals. Tyler Fox, out of stretch, now the set. Low for a ball. 2-2 count. Roman Utterback. Where's number two? Right-handed pitcher. Roman Utterback on base percentage of 333. You're going to foul one back out of play. Roman Utterback has scored two runs on the season. He has three now. He's entering this at-bat. This is his fifth at-bat on the season. A step back in. Working from the stretch. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of the set position. Foul ball right there around home plate again. Roman Utterback fouling him off. Stepping back in the rubber, Tyler Fox. Peering in, looking at signals. From the set position. Strike three, fastball. Goes down looking. One out.
I'm batting number 22.
Top of the seventh inning. That's batter stepping in. Left-handed batter. Take that back. Yeah. Step in, righty. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Just comes in. Ball high. Thomas LaFoon. Came in to run for Max Verdine. He stayed in the ballgame. He's the batter now. Thomas LaFoon wears number 22. Pitch comes in inside and tight. Low ball. 2-0. Thomas LaFoon. He's batting 1,000 on the season. Yep. Batting 1,000. He's got three runs scored. Here comes the pitch from Tyler Fox. Short off the glove, 3-0. I'll mention Thomas LaFoon. This is his second plate appearance on the season. Three balls, no strikes. One out, top of the seventh, one aboard at first base. Pitch comes in, outside, a ball. Good jog down to first base. Jogging to second base is Beckett Martin. Beckett Martin at second, Thomas LaFoon at first. Next batter, 7 in. Welcome to number 7, Dick Norman. Norman can step in back at 206, 375 on base for pitch. He's got two home runs on the season. He's going to square the bunt. Look to square the bunt. Infield's going to come in on at least first base. Justin Brady at the lip of the grass. Number 7, Nick Norman. He's going to square the bunt early. See if he's going to pull the bat back. He is. Ball's going to get away from Ryan Schumer. He's going to track it down here to the backstop. And runners move up 90 feet. Nick Norman on the season. 56 plate appearances, 49 official at-bats. He scored 12 runs. He's got 12 RBI. He's got a double, a triple, and as mentioned, two home runs this season. He's a pretty bulky young man. You can tell he's been in the weight room, as said once before. Working from the stretch, now the set. Pitch comes in, strike called. 2-1 count to Nick Norman. Steps out of box, taking singles from third base coach Matt Borges. Steps back in, peering in, looking at singles. Tyler Fox, out of the set to check third base. Breaking pitch and then first strike. Count goes 1-2. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Signals given. Runners at second and third base. 1 out, top of the seventh. Out of the set, Tyler Fox. Breaking pitch, good block right there by Ryan Schumer. It was just shin guards a bit there. Stepping back up there to the pitcher's mound. Tyler Fox will step in. Stepping into batter's box, Nick Norman. It comes a 2-2. Ground ball on the infield. It'll be played by Owen Munn. He'll flip it to first base. Justin Brady. Run scores. Coming across to score the run is Beckett Martin, number 6. 9-5 ball game. 2 outs in the top of the 7th inning. Next batter is going to step in. He's bat right now, William Ramsey. Where's number 5? He plays first base, made a good catch in the bottom of the 6th, foul territory. Working from the stretch, Tyler Fox, now the set position. Pitch comes in, fastball, high for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. Step back in, William Ramsey. Working from the stretch, now the set. Runner at third base. Pitch comes in. Kneecaps. Fastball called strike. 1 ball, 1 strike. 2 outs. Runner at third base. Working from the stretch, Tyler Fox. Out of the set, checks third. Pitch comes in. Just missed. Camp goes 2-1. 2-1 count. William Ramsey, right-handed batter, facing the righty, Tyler Fox. Pitch comes in, strike called. 2-2 count. William Ramsey, where's number 5? Looking from the stretch, now the set. Ground ball in the infield, base hit between third and shortstop on the ground. Goes into the left field, fielded by Keaton Brooks. Run comes in to score. In from third base, 22, Thomas LaFoon. Second run here in the top of the 7th, 9-6 ball game. Stepping into bat. Chargers. Peering in, looking at signals. Working from the stretch, now the set. First pitch. Low for a ball. Step back in. Right-handed batter. Working from the stretch, Tyler Fox. Runner at first base is Ramsey. Pitch comes in, strike called. 2 outs, peering in, looking at singles. Set position, Tyler Fox. low for a ball. Good stop. Had to backhand it. Left-handed batter's box. Good stop by Ryan Schumer. Runner at third base. William Ramsey was number five. Right-handed batter working out a set is the pitch. Strike called. Down goes two and two. Two balls, two strikes. Two outs. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Tyler Fox. Swing and miss. To go down swing. And through six and a half innings. Central Catholic, nine. North Montgomery, six. We thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Don't forget, sectionals next week. North Montgomery, going to play in game one at 5 o'clock. That's on Wednesday the 25th. Central Catholic will also play at 5:30, but it'll be on Thursday at 5:30. And we'll mention the next games on the agenda. North Montgomery Chargers will play tomorrow night. They'll play tomorrow night, May 20th, 6 p.m., Southmont at North Montgomery. That'll be a good one. And then also the Knights will play also tomorrow night, May 20th, 6 p.m. Central Catholic will travel not too far to Harrison to do battle with the Raiders. We thank you for tuning in. We thank my wife back home for her efforts. We appreciate her very much. And then we'll mention, no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let him go. Keep the fire burning. And we're post-game right now. Let's talk to Coach Bournay. Coach Bournay, a good ball game, a good team, 15-8 walk in here.
Yeah, you know, North Montgomery's very solid. They hit the ball really well. You know, I thought Bren did a good job tonight. Wasn't as sharp as he normally was, but he did a good job. And defensively, we were really good, and we swung the bats probably the best we have in a while. So a lot of good positive things happened tonight.
And when you're thinking back, you can start out the scoring. Ended up 2-2 halfway through the ball game, and then you guys, the bats couldn't let loose.
Yeah, we were a little careless there in the first inning, game, and spotted two runs, but give our guys credit. Every time they scored, we came right back and scored tonight, and then we were able to put the game away a little bit there late in the sixth inning. So gave ourselves a little bit of breathing room going into the seventh, which we ended up needing.
Well, that's all right, but tomorrow night you're going to go across town. You're going to do battle with the Harrison Raiders.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that county rival. We always have good ball games with them. I'm sure we'll see McCormick on the mound for them. He's really tough. But we need to see good pitching going into the tournament, and that's why we play these games.
And then Saturday, you're going to turn around. You're going to go from grass to artificial field turf at Logansport.
Yeah, Logansport again, really solid. Harrison was number one in the NCC, and Logansport was runner-up. So, you know, we're seeing the two best teams in the NCC here the next two nights, and that'll undoubtedly get us prepared for the sectional.
And they're telling me that Monday night you're going to face Carroll. You say Carroll's a good team.
Yeah, Carroll's a great team this year. You know, they're 20-0. They have a kid on the mound that throws the 90s. So, again, that'll be a great test for us and get us prepared. All these regular season games are practice games for the tournament, which starts next Thursday. And these next three teams we face are going to really, really get us prepared.
Thanks,
thank you.